In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Today, President Obama is visiting the state that oil built. He'll spend 3 days in Alaska focusing on the effects of climate change. A lot of those effects are most pronounced in the Arctic. And as we know, a lot of those effects come from burning oil and other fossil fuels. But Alaska is already suffering from the low cost of oil, so reducing its use even more is going to be a tough sell. For more, I'm joined by Scott Tong from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Molly. How are you?
I'm good. So what is happening in Alaska? It's obviously an oil-dependent state. Oil, a barrel of crude, is now barely $40. How bad is the economy taking a hit right now?
Well, here's the problem. The state government assumed that oil would be selling for $105 this year. Now, you just said it's selling today for about $40 a barrel, and so they have a big state deficit problem, and a lot of the state runs on government spending. Already, public schools are seeing their budgets cut. At the university, they've had furloughs and they've had layoffs. But there's a larger, longer-term problem here, Molly, and that is Alaska's oil production has fallen to a quarter of what it was in the 1970s. Now, this oil flows through, we've heard of the Alaskan, the Trans-Alaskan pipeline before to get to the port, to get to the tankers. And if the pipeline flow gets too low, that becomes a numbers problem. The oil gets cold, so you have to heat it up, or you have to pressurize it, or you have to dilute it. And it all costs money, so it's getting both short-term and long-term precarious for this oil state.
And if you are an oil state, like you said, how do you turn things around?
Well, they do some other things in Alaska. There's salmon and there are tourists. But the state budget relies 90% on oil. About a third of all jobs can be traced directly to petroleum. So it's an issue. I spoke this morning to Stephen Kopitz, an analyst at Princeton Energy Advisors, and he compared Alaska to Saudi Arabia as far as its dependence on oil.
You know, historically, Alaska has been a forgotten state before oil. You know, it's a very, very difficult place to live. It's very expensive. And really, it's one major natural resource is oil. So if you take away oil, the population that that state can support could decline quite materially.
So quite materially, what's it mean? Well, one Alaska economist said two-thirds of the population could get up and go if it really got bad. So I would call that quite materially.
Wow. And so what is the solution? It sounds like at least some Alaskans are promoting more Arctic drilling.
Well, one solution is you can try to diversify, but it's hard to find other things economically to do in Alaska. And as you mentioned, more drilling. You know, big oil has made a big bet up there. The Shell Corporation is drilling now in the Arctic. And if it strikes a big elephant field, right, that's another generation of prosperity for Alaska. That, of course, raises the big environment question. Even if Shell can pull this off, you know, big oil and us, the big drivers, created this warming, which they're already experiencing up in the Arctic. And this warming melts the ice, allowing for more drilling, which means more warming. So that's the problem. That's the president's case this week for future generations. The issue is this generation in Alaska. And their case is, well, you know, the road to a low-carbon world is a long one. We may as well drill in the meantime. That's their argument.
Scott Tong, thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome.